3 days before Armistice Sunday, and poppies had already been placed on individual war graves. Before you left, I pinned one onto your lapel. Crimped petals, spasms of paper red, distributing a blockade of yellow bias, binding around your blazer. Sellotape bandaged around my hand, I rounded up as many white cat hairs as I could, smoothed down your shirt's upturned collar, steeled the softening on my face. I wanted to graze my nose across the tip of your nose, play at being Eskimos like we did when you were little. I rested the impulse to run my fingers through the gelled black thorns of your hair. All my words flattened, rolled, and turned into felt, slowly melting. I was brave as I walked with you to the front door, through open, the world overflowing like a treasure chest. A split second and you were away, intoxicated. After you'd gone, I went into your bedroom, released a songbird from its cage. Later, a single dove flew from the pear tree, and this is where it has led me. Skirting the churchyard walls, my stomach busy making tucks, darts, pleats, hatless, without a winter coat or a reinforcement of scarf, gloves. On reaching the top of the hill, I traced the inscriptions on the war memorial, leaned against it like a wishbone. The dove pulled freely against the sky, an ornamental stitch. I listened, hoping to hear your playground voice catching on the wind.